And despite, as you can imagine, and despite that secrecy, we were not able to accommodate everyone who wanted to salute Eric in it. We present now a few of Eric's friends and neighbors congratulating him and sharing their thoughts with you on this remarkable man.
Senator from Idaho. Leaders like Eric Davis don't come around often. We're proud of you, Eric, and we're proud that one of Idaho's own is becoming the head of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is a tribute to Eric Davis, a true representative of Idaho's Western spirit, and a true bridge representing both the long tradition of public and private land grazing in Idaho and the West, and the modern-day beef industry leading the way on issues like land use, property rights, wildlife and habitat protection, and food production to feed the world. Eric Davis has literally done it all with and for the ranching community. The Davis family has run livestock on Idaho's Owyhee County for two generations. Eric heads the family-owned Bruno Cattle Company and runs cattle on private, state, and BLM ground while operating a 7,000-head capacity feedlot near Bruno. In 1996, Eric was named Idaho Cattleman of the Year. He has worked tirelessly, both in the field and as a leader among the Idaho Cattle Association and the Owyhee County Cattlemen. He has developed policy and budget decisions at the national level for the NCBA. Although he now travels the world on business, we are proud to say Eric never strayed far from his roots as a rancher or from his visionary efforts to defend and protect his industry.
Congratulations, Eric, on becoming the national president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. What a tremendous honor, an honor not only for you, but for all of Idaho. So good luck, Mr. President.
Eric's now going to be the president of our National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and I'm so proud that a leader like Eric from Idaho is now representing our nation and speaking on behalf of ranchers and beef growers from all over the country. Eric Davis, you make me proud. I know you make Idaho proud.
Congratulations.
Eric Davis's influence runs from the fence line to the White House. He's ready to take the world's largest ranching group to the next level of influence. But in true Western style, he will always remember his roots.
Congratulations to the NCBA and the incoming president, Eric Davis. One word of advice to those of you that expect to ride with Eric this coming year in his presidency. I recommend you keep your hats pulled down and your cinches pulled up. The man from Owyhee County comes to town, he is not along for the ride.
A lot of people talk about getting a man that's grassroots, and I don't know if you can get much better or stronger grassroots than Eric Davis and his family.
I will have to tell you an incident that happened when Eric was about 7 years old. I had stopped to visit the gene at the feedlot and to check on my cow, and we were visiting over coffee when the school bus came, and Eric got off the school bus and he came into the house and he greeted me like a gentleman and shook my hand, and then he started questioning his father, and he asked his father, when was the last time the first calf heifers were checked? And then he asked him the question. He says, when I went on the school bus this this morning, I noticed a sick calf in the pen, and he says, have any of the pen writers treated that calf? And then the next thing he said he had noticed a water trouble with the wine when he left that morning, and has anyone fixed the water trouble? And now this is from a boy that's only 7 years old, and most of the kids would be thinking about playing and not about ranch matters.
Eric's the right person for the job in these times. He hired on to be tough, as always, but we'll also find commitment to every segment of our industry and to every person in it, and integrity that goes clear to them. Eric, on behalf of every single member of the Idaho Cattle Association, thank you for taking on this job too. Good luck. Godspeed. Safe home.
Well, Dad, I'm not, I don't do public speaking very often. I'm more concerned with embarrassing you than I am me. So I'll keep it short. I just want to say how proud we all are of you, and that you've always taught me by example that there's just no substitute for doing things right. Hi, Nova. Congratulations, Eric, on the upcoming presidency of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is a very diverse industry that faces many issues, and I know of no person more qualified than you to take over the helm of this great organization.
Eric, we wanted to show you how proud the town of Bernal is of your accomplishments. So when you return back from convention, you'll be greeted by this sign.
USY.
Welcome to Bernal, home of Eric Davis, 2023 National Cattlemen's Beef Association President.
From all of us in Idaho, congratulations, Eric. You make us all proud.
I'm scared to come back. I guess they didn't want you to hear my speech because I'm not sure I can give it now. I have to find out what a wild guy I am. But there was that little touch of reality in there from Arsenal, although obviously I was kind of an ancient 7-year-old. A lot of that hasn't changed. So. Bear with me. But before I get into my view of the future and the way I see this next year, and I'm not going to get into issues, I'm going to share philosophies with you more. I just want again to thank Wyeth for what he's done and share with you just how much I admire his ability, his leadership ability, and ability to stay focused. And I'm going to use an analogy that I believe you used at this point in time, and you're so going through these chairs. It's a bit like being a trail boss on a cross-country cattle drive. All the various issues and challenges facing the beef industry are the distractions that can sidetrack, stall, or even stampede the drive. And yet the trail boss concentrates, stays focused, brings the herd to destination safely. Right? You did that. And I thank you for that. And I intend to try to emulate that. Thank you. Our destination is increased potential for producer profitability, greater demand for our product, and a stronger NCBA, both in terms of membership and financial resources. I'll be taking the most direct route I can and will not be distracted from this goal, no matter how many rattlesnakes or hooligans are on the trail. We must stay focused on these goals. As the first and foremost cattle industry organization in this country, we owe it to our members, to our ancestors who brought us this far, and to our children who will be guiding the herd tomorrow.
We've got a lot of work to do for this industry and this organization in the coming years. Maintaining viability and profitability of cattle operations will continue to be our primary purpose. Important decisions will be made this year on the dollar or on the beef checkoff. We're doing all we can and will continue to do all we can to preserve and improve that program. Important decisions will also be made about this organization we know as NCBA. And in light of the discussion we had earlier over the proposed bylaws amendment, believe it or not, union officers have already had a meeting. It was yesterday. Yeah, we were being presented. The elections haven't been held yet, but it looked fairly safe. And since we don't have any kind of rules, we had our first meeting yesterday. And two of the things that came out of that, whether you wish to believe it or not, it's what I was referring to in the board meeting this morning when I said we heard you. We'll be looking at how to fix it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. We've already talked about what we were going to do if the bylaws proposal failed, or if it passed, and one of those things John already shared with you. Is whether we look at going back to where the membership does the policy first and then the board that votes. There's more than one way to look at it, and we've already started. There's another issue I'd like to throw out. I don't know where to go. I don't know if it's legal or we can even get there. But I'd like to see the foundation used more. I think we need not only don't hang this, these words up in the air because that may not be what they end up being. But we need a Center for Public Policy in the foundation. We need a way to bring money into this organization without changing our government structure. But I believe it's out there to get if we have the vehicle to use to collect it. You know, we got $500,000 on the matching deal. We put up $100,000. The government put up $500,000 for BRC research through the foundation. And I don't know what Marvin is or whether he'd disagree with me, but I think that came first. And it was a damn sight easier to get than the $15,000 visa for the product council. I think we need that vehicle. Look for NCBA to continue reaching out to cattlemen across the country through town hall meetings and other forums as we strive for unity and cohesion in our industry. Life had a strong focus on NCBA membership, every president before him did. I do too, and probably everyone that follows me will. And we have turned the corner on membership numbers, not yet on revenue, but we are headed in a positive direction. And I intend, with your help, to continue that climb. But with that said, it is clear that not everyone in this country shares our vision for the future of the industry or this organization. Our mission is to increase profit opportunities for cattle and beef producers by enhancing the business climate and building consumer demand. We remain cattle in control and industry inclusive. We must remain committed to the policies and the programs and the process which our board of directors and union members establish. We have and will